This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Best of the blogs.
I'm joined by our blog reviewer, Jennifer Reid. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Katrina.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, thanks.
So tell us about Gifts of Serendipity.
Well, it's a fun and engaging blog by Felicity Beezer, who lives in glorious Noosa on Queensland Sunshine Coast. I know. It's a blog that has recently been nominated as one of KidSpot's top 50 bloggers for 2011.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting for her, and it's really worth a look.
So tell us a bit about Felicity.
Well, she shares her life with her partner, whom she calls Captain V on her blog, and her three stepchildren, whom she calls The Gifts. Mm. And they live on acreage surrounded by bush and only minutes from Noosa's beaches, so it just sounds magical.
Yeah, it sounds great.
And Felicity works in education and says that the last couple of years of her life have also been focused on her transition from being a single girl to a new stepmum, which she says has been a challenge, but has also been a fantastic time in her life.
Yeah. You know, I think it's really great that this blog is in the top 50 KidSpot bloggers because, you know, there's a lot of mummy blogs, aren't there? But you don't hear so much about someone who's a stepmum.
Exactly.
And I think it's really nice to have that included.
It is. I think it's lovely. Yeah. And she just sounds like the loveliest stepmum too, Katrina.
Yeah. Why did Felicity start blogging?
She actually said that basically the word serendipity means to make fortunate discoveries by accident. And Felicity says that this is exactly what happened when she started discovering blogs and following other people's blogs. So she started to learn new things and be inspired to make things or do things differently and to meet like-minded people who she may never have met otherwise.
Yep.
And this inspired her to start her own blog as an avenue to explore her own creativity. So she says that blogging has become such an important part of her life, and her camera is actually never far from her hands to capture special moments. And she says she's always thinking about her next post, which I can really relate to.
So
she just says that the title of her blog was inspired by the lovely and unexpected surprises that she happened upon when she first started exploring what she calls blogland.
Yeah.
And she calls it, I love this, the Alice in Wonderland experience, where she read one blog which led to another and then another and so on until, like Alice, she'd fallen through the well and travelled all over the world of blogland. So I love this analogy, and I can say that I've had the same experience myself.
Yeah, that's lovely, isn't it? So a real journey of discovery. And what do you like about the blog, Jen?
It's really lovely to look at, and what I really love is the positive tone that it always has. And I don't mind reading about controversial topics in blogs, Katrina, but I do draw the line at a lot of negativity and gossip and nastiness.
Yeah.
So whenever I find a lovely positive blog like Felicity's, I just become a follower so that I can stay up to date with any of her new posts.
Yeah. It is a very beautiful blog too, isn't it?
Like it is.
Physically, it's quite beautiful to look at.
Oh, it definitely is. So anyone who appreciates beauty and pleasure just in the simple things in life will love this blog. And she does some different things because she posts a few times a week. So she showcases some really beautiful artworks that she discovers or great books that she reads. And she even shares a word of the week every Wednesday. Yeah, it's a great idea with the aim of increasing our vocabulary. So we know she's into education. So, shows through in this little segment that she has. So one new word that I learnt was ennui, E-N-N-U-I, which
I've never
heard of. Yes, and it means the feeling of being bored by something tedious.
Mm.
So I haven't actually formally used the word yet, but I just realised when I thought about it that ennui is actually the opposite of what I feel when reading Felicity's blog.
Well, I was going to say, Jen, your blog reviews never bring out ennui in me.
So nice. Thank you, Katrina. And that's how I feel when I read Felicity's blog. I never get bored. So that's a really good word. Another feature that I really love is her six senses tours, in which she invites a new guest each week, she calls them her gifters, to share about their hometown.
Mm.
Yeah, she says the idea is that we take a virtual magic carpet ride to new and distant places with a local as our tour guide. And so far, I've travelled to Noosa, Hong Kong, Margaret River in WA, mm. New Hampshire in the USA, and a small town called Cooler in the central tablelands of New South Wales.
Do you know, Jen, I've been to all those places except New Hampshire.
Oh, you lucky thing. Now, I haven't. I haven't been to any of them in real life.
You're not missing much in Cooler, really.
Oh, okay. It sounds like a little, you know, no, tiny place.
It is a lovely little town. I think about 2,000 people or something in the sort of, you know, you sort of go out past in the Mudgee direction. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, I have been to Noosa, but it was years ago. But, you know, now I've been to all the other places in my mind, courtesy of Gifts of Serendipity. But it is a lovely idea just to get to know some different places.
Yeah.
And hear it from a local. So that's a really lovely feature of the blog.
Yeah. What are some of your other favourite posts, Jen?
Well, I'm a romantic at heart, Katrina.
Oh, me too. It's terrible, isn't it?
It is terrible. So one of my favourites is a Valentine's Day post called Life is an Ocean, Love is a Boat. And it's about Felicity's love story with Captain V. And in it, she actually explains why she gave him that name. There are also some interesting parallels to the Sound of Music love story between Captain Von Trapp and Maria.
Wow. Okay.
But I'm actually going to not go into too much detail about it because it's a really lovely story and I think you should check it out for yourself.
I am definitely intrigued to know how a modern day romance could mirror that of Captain Von Trapp and Maria.
Yeah, it's a lovely story. And actually a more recent favourite post is called A Double Rainbow, which is an excellent example of what Felicity's blog is all about. In this post, she shares a magnificent moment in nature that she witnessed, and she says that one morning after days of wet weather in Noosa, she looked out from her upstairs veranda and saw the most amazing double rainbow in the sky. And I've never seen a double
rainbow. I've never seen a double rainbow.
No, but it got better. She ran to get her camera, and as every good blogger should, and she could hardly believe what she saw when she got back. The end of the rainbow had hit land, and it was actually in her front yard.
Wow.
Yeah, so she called it a gift of serendipity in itself because, you know, it was unexpected and something that I've never seen. And she loved that she could actually share it with her readers because she said, like, you know, she raced to get her camera. So she actually had a blogger hat on and thought really quickly. So instead of it becoming just a distant memory that she enjoyed alone, it became a special moment that she could share with her whole blog community. And I just think that's a perfect example of why I love blogging so much.
So, because, Jen,
you know, we're doing life with other people.
Well, exactly. It's sharing your life, really, isn't it? Yeah. Did the photo turn out? Could you see it in the picture?
You can actually see the photo in her blog post, which is really lovely.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right. Well, it sounds like a very interesting and quite a varied sort of a blog.
It is.
Yeah. What's the URL?
Newy.
Yeah, exactly. Never a newy.
And you can find it at giftsofserendipity.com.
Okay.
And I'll also have a link to it on my blog, lifeslikeacupcake.com.
All right. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Katrina.
Best of the blogs. This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.